Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to True Crime. In today's society, criminal activity is considered especially heinous. We are here to discuss and dissect these reported crimes. These are the stories.
Good evening. Today is Tuesday, May 8th. Let me get it right. May 8th. That's right. 2012. And you are not hearing a recording. You are listening to the sounds of Phone Fantasy Radio Adult Zone True Crimes. And no, this is not the crush. This is Brick, the tenant from the first floor. Good evening, everyone. And I am joined by...
Don't get comfortable in that big chair, girl.
Excuse me. I'm about to introduce you as one of the hosts of Phone Fantasy Radio Adult Zone, who I am filling in for the crush's seat, and you have no other than the one, the only, the famous Mr. Black Reporter.
Thank you, ma'am. How are you? I am good.
That's good to know. As I stated earlier, Black Reporter, I will be side chair with you today in Crush's absence. I hope you don't mind. Is that okay with you? Because you are the host.
Is that okay with you? That's totally fine.
Wonderful.
I know that you do a good job on the first floor. Don't get too comfortable in that chair. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not. Please, trust me. You know, this is really off for me. I enjoy Mondays quite well. But I thank you very much for allowing me to fill the seat. I know it's a big set of shoes to fill, but I'm going to try my best to give you all the good that La Crush provides on the Adult Zone. So, Black Reporter, with that being said, how was your evening, your day, your weekend? Because this is a new week for Fantasy Radio.
My evening last night was wonderful because your show was off the chain last night.
Oh, well, thank y'all.
It was off the chain.
I thank y'all.
Before we go any further, we always get good tips from our audience, and if you want to contribute, the number is 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320, and we want to hear about maybe shocking crimes that have made you turn your head in your area. And you can tell us about it, and we can discuss it and everything. Clark, I mean, the new CIS slipped up a little bit. Brick.
Yes.
Is it just me, or are these crimes mostly seems like it's coming from lack of parenting skills?
Well, you know what? I think the sad part about it is that a lot of these crimes are involving children now, all of a sudden. And I think that that's really sad that our kids are the ones, you know, suffering from this nonsense. And,
yeah,
I think that's really pitiful. I think that's really, really sad and pitiful. Really. Really. But I just wanted to point out, chat room, I just unlocked the doors to the chat room. Chat room was on and popping. So if you want to go in there and get your chat on, by all means, chat room is open. And Black Reporter, we're going to start with you. Do you have any criminal stories to report? I know the Crush had a whole bunch of them. And me, I have a couple. But let's start with you first. This is your show.
Well, I think I mentioned this, the original crime a couple of weeks ago, and no, the woman has not, I mean, she's been jailed, and the children have been buried in that fire that killed her four children, ages 8, 5, 7, and 2. And, I'm sorry, 8, 5, 4, and 2. And, recently had another situation where the mom was out driving from a club. She was pulled over for OWI, and when she's being taken into the jail, she calls hubby, and she tells hubby, baby, go home and take the kids to your mom because the door's unlocked and there's nobody watching the kids. Mind you, the kids are 7 and 1.
Oh, 7 and 1 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a slightly different story out in, I think it was Milwaukee. I could be wrong. But this is a young gay teenager who was going to school, and he was being bullied in high school. And his mom gave him a stun gun. Not a taser, but a stun gun that you actually have to put up against the skin to actually hurt somebody. When they started harassing him at school because of him being gay, he put it up in the air, and everybody scurried apart, you know, all over the place. So, you know, once that happened, he thought he did okay. He went back to class. Security on campus came and put him in handcuffs and took him into custody for doing that with the stun gun. And now he is expelled through January of 2013.
He was expelled?
Expelled.
Okay, you know he was once. Okay, just expelled.
Huh?
Just expelled, that's it.
Well, yeah, I mean, just expelled.
Yeah, okay. You know he was white. That's all I can say about that.
No, he's black.
And just expelled?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the thing is, all he did was raise the taser in the, well, it wasn't the taser, I'm sorry, the stun gun in the air. And I think he set it off.
Okay, but so what? What is he doing with a stun gun in the first damn place? Did anybody ever, you know, pay attention to that?
Well, the situation is that he's called to protect himself against the teasing. From the bully.
Okay. All right. Once again, you're listening to True Crimes. No, this is not the era. You're not in the Twilight Zone. This is Brick. I'm filling in for the crush today, who couldn't be here due to unexpected engagement. Therefore, I'm filling in for her today. And I see we have a couple of people on the line. And in the chat room is popping. We have AutoQuest. Shout out to AutoQuest. You real funny with that picture yesterday, AutoQuest. But we're going to talk about that another time. Shout out to Dre Costello in the room. Shout out to Dre Costello. Shout out to Sun 752, Sun Always Shines, Solar System. They used to do it on Saturday morning before you get up and do things on your Saturday morning. My brother from another mother, 7752. That's my boy.
And we you got need to call in soon, sir.
Listen, we got to get one whole hour in before we bring Sun on, because, you know, Sun is, you know, the conversation always goes left and around the mulberry bush when he come on. So let's get our true crime out the way, then we'll have our free-for-all with Sun. Okay? Other than that, we have a little sugar on the line, Add a little sugar. Hello, sugar.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening, Lady C.
How are you, Lady C?
I'm doing good,
Good. Wonderful. So that's a wonderful thing, we're talking about true crime. I'm filling in for La 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 Crush today. And talking about true crime, and so far Black Reporter has yet to move me with any of his stories. I just wanted to say that because, you know, since I'm going in and
wait. Time out. You don't think the young man being bullied and him bringing the stun gun to school?
Let me tell you something. I got my own opinions about bullying, okay? I was bullied in school, okay? I really was. And I don't understand if you know, bullying has really mutated to a level from when I was in school, because it was pretty bad when I was in school. Now, I don't know if bullying mutated to something far more worse than what I went through. I mean, what I went through, don't get me wrong, it was the worst. But unless it mutated to people pushing you, you know, down flights of stairs and, you know, I mean, following you home and terrorizing you at home and all this other stuff, unless it's gotten to there, I don't understand, you know. I mean, I know it's a big deal, but I think that it's really gotten blown way out of proportion. I mean, bullying has been around for years. I mean, centuries, decades. Now, all of a sudden, it's this big stop the bully movement. I mean, don't get me wrong. I hear what you're saying. It's a serious thing. But back in the days, it was growing pains. That's what they were called. It was something that you dealt with, and then you grew up, and then you moved on, and you did better than all the losers that bothered you back in the days. You got satisfaction from seeing them later on in the street asking you for a quarter.
But see, the thing about it now is they have weapons. They use pencils, and they will
hurt. They use weapons back when I did.
They use even more weapons now and stuff. You know, it's a couple of them. They get together. I think it's more so now is that they get together, and it becomes more than just one person. It's more of a group. And I'm like you. I was bullied, too. But it's different. It is different.
Yeah,
nowadays.
But it is different. But guess what? But they're also locking kids up, too. So if somebody comes to you with a weapon, it's just as simple as going to the police, saying that they were accosted with a weapon, and that kid is locked up. So
they're scaring the children even more so. If you report this, like you say, they come to their house, and it's rough. It is rough.
It was rough when I was coming up, ladies. See, let me tell you something. I used to come home to the projects. Yo, I came home, it used to be about like 5-6 bitches outside just waiting for you. You know what I'm saying, ladies? See, I mean, just waiting. Just, you know, I had to fight 5 bitches, ladies, just to get upstairs to my apartment. Can you imagine? I lived on the 7th floor. I mean, fighting up the walkway, fighting in the elevator, fighting up the elevator, fighting down the hallway to the apartment. You know, I mean, come on. I had to go through it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, from what I see, it's okay. This one is, from what I see, they bullying you on Facebook. This one's ugly. Don't be her friend. It's cyberbullying and, you know, stuff like that. But, man, try having 5 bitches have to fight your way through 5 heifers every day just to live. You know what I'm saying? And don't let your mama send you to the store. Shit! You got to go out there again? You see one of them? One of them see you, they like, oh, there she go. Then you come out the store before them bitches back, because they done called their friends over. Yo, she over here at the store. You in the store fighting. The man puts you out the store. They don't even call the police. They don't even call the police and be like, yo, this girl's getting beat up. They put all about the store and close the door. So you get your ass kicked outside. Nobody coming to your aid. You know, you scratches all your face, clothes ripped and shit. You know, that's what I'm saying. Was it really? I know it was bad, but yo, you don't
well,
know
see,
Black
the thing about now, they don't want you to have, it's considered, what is it? They don't take anything. If you hit back, you're considered in trouble, too, even if you hit back. And that's the sad part now in school. If the child hits back or fights back, then they're equally expelled and stuff.
Exactly.
And they don't want them to hit. And that's the sad part. I like when we grew up, if somebody hit you, you're going to hit them back. Yeah, you may get in trouble, but he hit me first. Of course, see, I didn't know that. If they swung at me, I'm going to fight.
You know?
Don't
talk 7752. That's right, 7752. I'm a project chick, and I'm good at fighting. I'm very good at fighting. You didn't say I could knock somebody's ass out one punch. Because you get good at it. You have nothing else but
you
to
have
get better at it.
You have to.
You know, I was in here, found myself trying to lift weights. I was, like, lifting Rocky Ghetto weights. You know, lifting up, like, my book bag over my head, working out. Because you had to stay
listening. You have to learn to do that to survive.
You had to.
They're going to keep on until you either scare the hell out of them or you got to fight back. Because,
and you know what?
They're going to keep on.
Let me tell you something. Girls are worse than boys. Because after a while, boys forget about you. They be like, yo, they're going to punk. Nah, I ain't messing with him today. Y'all will just leave somebody alone for one day. Girls don't rest.
No. There she go. Look at her. She thinks she's better.
Exactly. Tell them, ADC. They don't rest. Girls do not put the gun down for one day. Guys, y'all will be like, y'all, they're only going to know today. Leave them alone. Leave them alone.
We're
going to
play this game. We're going to play some football. We're going to play basketball, baseball, whatever.
Y'all not going to stop what you're doing.
They'll throw the ball at your head. And then you sitting there saying, no, you didn't. You're going to be throwing at the bat. I had that girl threw the ball at my head. Oh, she was, I said, I say, I ducked in time. I said, let it hit me. I took the bat out to the dome and hit her with the bat.
This is things we had to do to survive. Guys would stop. After a while, a guy would be like, yo, man, like you said, I'm going to play basketball today, man. I ain't messing with that fool today. Y'all will be playing basketball. If y'all see the dude, y'all not going to stop the game to go mess with him. Girls will stop whatever they're doing.
See her over there swinging. Look, there that bitch is over there swinging. Let's go over there.
And he turn around and start pulling off those earrings and start pulling off those rings on their hands and everything.
No, you don't pull the ring off the hand. You don't pull the ring off the hand. If you want to get a good hit, you do not pull the ring off your hand. That makes
Please. And don't come outside with your hair done, something new. Them girls get jealous.
Thank you.
You come out the beauty parlor, they be ready to rip the curls out your hair. Jealous
shit. I wore my mom's wig one time because she wouldn't give me an afro. So she let me wear her wig one time. Oh, look at her. Who she thinks she is? My mom was a musician. Bullying. Female bullies will pick at any little thing that's different. And see,
I
was from a two-parent home. So we thought, I guess they thought we were better than everybody, but I didn't know anything else. My mom and dad was always in the kitchen. I can't help if your dad was MIA, if you didn't know who your dad was.
And I think that I went through something like that, too. You know what I'm saying? Because until my father died when I was, he died when I was 13. So until then, you know, I had the father figure in the house. You know
what
I'm saying? Just the fact that I didn't know what it was like. You know, these girls would, you know, mothers would be out there. You know, I would see their mother standing on the corner with the rest of the dudes. You know, that one female standing around a bunch of guys. You used to always hear, like, the loose woman of the group. Their mom used to be out there drinking and stuff like that. And my mother wasn't never out there. My mother was in church and, you know, doing what she had to do. We wasn't like that. But these girls would just be just relentless. Anytime I had something new, it was like it wasn't good enough. Or it was going
to
be,
no,
even
they
if I didn't come out with some
story.
They try to destroy it, or try to take it, or try to steal it.
You got a new one. You see that first. Let me see. Or you don't put the purse down in class and start studying. Your purse disappears and you look around,
you
my
know,
purse. Because I had one girl stole my money out of my purse and she said, oh, them were some good quarters. She took my quarters. She stole my money.
She just took my quarters.
I would have candy change. I wouldn't take dollars.
You don't want $7.52. Yeah, I know you like to see. He said $7.52 in the chat room. Yeah, he likes to see the titties pop out when they fight. Well, let me tell you something. Project Chicks, we fight in our bras. We take our
Thank
shirts
you.
Off and fight out there in the bras. If you ever see the two Project Chicks fight. Exactly, because we ain't going to get our shirt ripped. We take off and start fighting. We box on our bras. We be
girl
out there in the summertime.
Me, like I said, you pull off your good shirt. You pull off the wig. Come on, you're not messing up the wig. You're not ripping this shirt because this is, I like this shirt.
Exactly.
Because that's the first thing they want to do is
ladies,
grab your shirt. Yes.
I'm going to step away for a minute, but I think y'all got this hold down. I'm Zach in about 15 minutes, okay?
Okay, Black Report.
Okay.
All right, but let's, you know, I don't want to change the whole thing into a bullying show, you know. But, you know, I just got to say, it's just, you know, nostalgia, growing up back in the days. You know, I just really want to know, you know, what the real big fuss is for, considering the fact that, you know, I know you have bullying and stuff out there, you know. But, I mean, I just wonder if it's really as bad as, you know. Hey, is it really
we used
bad?
To fight, and it was you would have a fight, and if you whooped her, she couldn't say nothing. She just had to walk away and be quiet.
Exactly.
Now they don't. If you beat them, then they're going. Oh, she thinks she bad. She beat her. Let's see if she can beat me.
Exactly.
No, just let it go. And I'm like you. You should learn to let it go. Keep on going.
See, they don't do that. But
they,
you know what?
No, they hold on. Hold on. Let's just like being the other woman. Somebody think you mess with their man. Them girls think you mess with their boyfriend, rolling them eyes at you and want to cut you. Girl, talk to him.
They're rolling their eyes and want to cut you.
Well,
you
do you remember
lying.
They used to put the razors under their fingernails?
Oh, yeah. We used to put the burners in our mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like blow them right out your mouth? You put burners inside our mouths. I tell you, that was just one of the stupidest things.
Yes,
you know what? I think
was,
all the stupid things I did growing up. That was one of the dumbest. Put
you
razor
know,
blades in the side of my cheeks.
What? You'd have killed yourself.
Exactly. You know how much skin I ripped off the side of my mouth trying to put them things up in there? But you know what? Then I think about it, like, you know what? I did some stupid things growing up. But you know what? I tell you, that makes me a better person today that I did all that old stupid
it
shit. It really does.
It helps you look back on some things. Some things we did, I'm surprised we lived.
Shout out to AutoQuest. He said, how about a Lady C and Brick Show? You got a Lady C and Brick Show. Right here.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Lady C, do you have any stupid news that you want to report? I mean, I know Crush had this whole thing laid out. I don't really have any news.
I don't have any stupid news. I don't listen to news because it is too stupid.
Well, this is crime. This is supposed to be true crime. I want to at least do an hour of true crimes.
Okay,
and then we can fly off the handle.
Okay, not the one he talked about. There was this mom. They said the baby was missing. And they found the baby not far from the house dead. And they
really?
Abused her and the baby's daddy. They say they beat the child. My thing is, I don't understand. If you don't want your child, give it to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
The thing is just like with the one who pushed her children in the lake in the car. She didn't want them. I think
exactly.
She was lying when she was on. When she first got on the news, it was a black man, and he took my children. I knew he was lying right then. Because any real mama, you going to pull that bumper off that car.
Ooh.
Before he's not going to put you out your car for your children. You shoot me,
really?
And I'm going to be dead before I let you drive off with my two children. little kids. They can't fight. And she was he drove off. And what the dirt on your feet? Where you grabbed onto the door and tried to pull the door off? You know, these women, if you don't want a child, I love that law. Drop the child off. People say they can't stay. I love it. If you can't deal with your child, drop them off. Drop them off somebody. Say, look, here, take it. I'm going crazy. I can't take this child. Child cry too much, poop too much, whatever. Take the child. I can't deal with it. Don't kill it. There are people out there wanting to have children. But then did they say there was something wrong with them? Of course. You really think you can kill a child and think nothing of it? That's true. That's, you know, that's the hard part. And then, the bank robberies. We got bank robberies going on down here in Louisiana, girl.
robbing banks in Louisiana.
We have bank robber style here. Like, what the heck? He went in with a note. He gave the cashier a note and had his hand in his pocket. And she gave him money.
Okay, lady. Yeah.
I'm serious. He robbed the bank down here with a note, and she gave him the money. Didn't see no
Okay. Okay. 805-830-8320 if you want to call in, or the chat room is on and pop in. Ladies, she got crazy Louisiana news. What is with you and Black Reporter this crazy-ass Louisiana news? I tell you, that is one place I've got to go visit. But I saw something funny in the news. It's not necessarily a crime, but I found it so hilarious that I just had to say something about it. Apparently, it's this, anyone who has children out there, there's actually a freaking clown. I'm definitely afraid of clowns. If a clown was to walk in my room right now, I swear, I think I'd have a cardiac arrest and I'd be dead. I'm that terrified of clowns. If I see a clown walking up the street, I'm making a mad dash for it. And there's a clown, apparently, that people can hire, like parents can hire the clown, and this clown will, like, scare your kid for a whole week of the birthday.
What?
The clown will scare your kid all week long for you.
Oh, no.
Yes, child. Now, apparently, this clown is what the clown's goal is to scare your child, and ultimately the clown wants to throw a cake in your kid's face. That's the ultimate goal of what the clown is going to do. So for one whole entire week, this clown will stalk your child. Like, let's just say if your child is at the park, the clown will hide behind a tree and peek out and stalk him.
He gets paid for this?
Yes, he does. He apparently gets he calls your child on the phone, and he says, "I'm coming to get you." Does things like that to terrorize your child for a whole week. A whole week now.
What?
This clown will scare the shit out of your child. But he said he does back off if parents say, "Okay, listen, back the hell up." He will back off. But he is paid to scare the shit out of your kids. And they showed a picture of this guy, and I'm telling you, he looked like he had, like, these razor-sharp teeth, I guess.
Oh.
I guess it was clown makeup. But he looked like something straight from hell. And I said to myself, why would a parent buy this?
Why would you pay to scare the shit out of your child?
I don't know.
I don't get that. It's just like being punked. I don't get that. How does he make money?
Clowns are real. 7752. They are real. They're crazy. Clowns are things helpers. I believe they're spoiled
clowns
for them.
Clowns are crazy.
Okay.
I could deal with one, but
people are gonna pay this clown to come out and scare their kids
for a whole week. Stalk them and then throw a cake in their face.
And eventually the clown is gonna throw a cake in their face. And you never know when it's going
to
come.
He go to the wrong kid. My children be killed.
So my thing is, what are you going to do? Put the clown in the closet? If this clown works for you, go hide in the closet, clown. When you go to bed, jump out. You understand what I'm saying? Could you imagine what kind of trauma that could do to a kid? And I'm wondering, is that child abuse?
I would say yes.
That sounds like child abuse.
That's mental abuse. Why would you terrorize
your kid?
Oh my God!
Fucking clown!
I'm coming for you.
He keeps calling you and hiding behind trees and following your ass and all this other stuff. The clown is coming for you.
He must have good insurance because somebody would beat the hell out of his ass.
Exactly. Listen, if I even see the clown hiding behind a tree, I'd call the police. Can you up to no good? Damn clown hiding behind a tree. At a playground, you really tell me he's really up to good? He's really going to do some good there.
John Wayne Gacy was a clown that molested little kids. That is sad. You pay somebody to skate? Oh, no. No.
I don't know. Also,
how did he
I want to know. He must make somebody makes good money. Some white people do that shit to their kids, you know.
Yeah.
Black people, look, we ain't got no time for that bullshit. We just want to get you. We don't want you in the bed with us. That's going to put the black kids in the bed with us. Oh, hell no. Get in your own bed.
We got enough to tell them to scare them. They don't need a clown. You know,
exactly.
You see that stranger walking down there when he'll grab your ass.
It'll get you. We scare our kids from jump. From when they're newborn, we're going to get you.
If you see them riding up in a van and you don't know where the hell they're coming from, go the other way.
Yep. Yep. I mean, I used to scare my son all the time.
Did you have a secret word for someone picked him up that wasn't you?
Oh, well, what you mean, like, someone picked him up before? Oh, from school and shit like that?
Yeah, a secret word.
No, we had no damn code word. I didn't do that. Serious? I mean, I know what you were talking about, but we didn't. Listen, this is the hood, child. Anybody picking up your child unless they got a name, rank, and serial number, and ID, and everything else for the damn
school.
Girl, it's different here in Louisiana than Louisiana. See, you know, you can walk out with anybody kid in Louisiana. Here, they ain't giving away no kid. They're like, what? Who are you? Identify this person. Please, we see dental records.
They don't give them away, but it's still, if the child don't know for sure to go there, my children knew. I don't care if it's who you know. It could be your great auntie coming. If they can't tell you that word, I don't care if their name on the list. They need to know that word, and you know it's okay.
See, first of all, this is New York kids. These are New York children. They ain't going with you anyway, even if you do know the word. What? I ain't going with you.
They'll go with the word.
You know how many days I had to drag my old son out of school? Because he didn't want to go with me. I dragged my old damn son out of school.
And you don't open the door for nobody. Don't open the door. If it's God, he can get in himself.
Please, my son, man, please. 3 days I had to drag him out of there. Is this kid okay? I'm like, oh, his mother, shut the hell up. 3 days I had to drag my son out of school. He didn't want to go with me. Like, I ain't going with you. Like, yes, you are. No, I ain't. I'm like, okay.
You're coming, whether you want to.
You see your ass on here, yeah, boy. I'm Mr. Oprah.
You coming.
You was coming. Anyway.
Mommy, no. No, mommy.
Exactly. Shout out to John Travolta, who everyone seems to think is a homo now.
Why do they think he's a homo?
He's being sued by his masseuses. Two masseuses came forward and said that he tried to have sex with them during a massage.
Oh, they're men masseuses.
Get it,
well, maybe he was curious. Doesn't mean he's gay.
Well, come on. I've been there. He's gay since Saturday Night Fever and shit. He was gay.
From the sweat hogs?
Oh, yeah.
There's two guys saying that he did it.
They tried to force a happy ending during the private massage. He said, come on, man, give me a happy ending. He wanted a happy ending, man.
So how long has this been since they've done that? How long ago?
Well, that was in January.
Okay, so why are they just not coming out with it?
I don't know. He filed a sexual lawsuit on May 4th. Claiming that Travolta tried to initiate sexual relations at a hotel on January 16th, like a week before that.
Right.
So both of them want $2 million.
Oh, they want money.
Yeah, child. They said,
John,
you want to a hobo?
John, let me tell you. You could have got women to do everything you wanted to do that the man can do.
But come on, I always thought that he had sugar in his tank.
You would think when he first started.
Well, who was the one that had a gerbil up his butt, Lady C?
That
was Richard Gere with the gerbil up his butt.
Yeah, Richard Gere. Not Richard Gere. What was that, Richard Simmons?
Richard Gere. He had a gerbil up his ass.
He was trying to see how it felt to have something move up there, okay.
But listen, how did he get the gerbil to go straight in his ass?
He had help. He put plenty KY jelly.
And the gerbil just said, squeak. The nails, you ever see nails on a gerbil? They just walked into his anus. And I think the shit didn't know how to turn around. It probably got stuck. So how did they get it out?
Oh, surgery, probably. They catch the tail and pull it out.
It was like moving around in there like a pregnant. Felt like he was pregnant. Probably thought it was a baby in there.
Ew.
Okay, on a quest said, curious, does it make you gay? Okay, so you had a gerbil on a quest? I guess all the quests had a gerbil.
What curious does? I didn't say it made you gay. I just said he was curious. I didn't think he's gay, but he's sweet, curious.
Curious doesn't make you gay?
No, curious doesn't make you
gay. If you act on the curiosity, does that make you gay?
No, it doesn't. It does not make you gay.
It really doesn't?
I don't think so. Now, if you happen to try it and stay there, then you're
Since when
you're
on a quest? Since when? Since when does it make you gay? Since when it doesn't make you gay?
At what point does it make you gay? Your curiosity when you ask.
Yeah,
like,
son, he had a male masseuse. Son, it was a male masseuse. Two males are accusing him of homosexual.
It's nothing for them to have male masseuse because it's a massage. They're not thinking sexual, but apparently he thought sexual.
Listen, on a quest. Don't tell me to pick up my damn phone. First of all, your flag just went up, so you stop it and show me some respect. All right, let me bring on a quest because you know he getting on my nerves. Okay, what you have to say, sir? What you got to say? What?
The comment was, "This win is being curious, not gay." Now, I wasn't saying that being curious is okay. It's been my experience. If you don't have any curiosity, I'm a straight male, 100%. I have no curiosity in anything about poking, 100%. Poking anything does
exactly.
not belong.
Also, you're against Lady C. Okay, so I agree.
No,
I think curious does make you gay.
Yeah, the fact that you're curious about it, and isn't this, I don't want to say, I tell you what, you're closer to gay than you are to being straight. That's all I got to say. Because if you're wondering, there's a reason why you wonder. There's a reason for you to wonder. I've never wondered.
Okay.
Never, ever.
215, you're on live. 215.
You know what? I can see what it is. Y'all having so much fun. Y'all not even watching this before. Y'all half-assing the chat room. Y'all just busting it up. You know what I mean? So my hand been up for like the last 20 minutes. Just so we hold it down. You know, we ain't got no worries tonight. We call up Project Wars and government keys and all kinds of good shit. You know, throw a baby away back in the 90s. Like, yo. I forgot the point I was trying to make. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Man, this is like five topics ago. It's all back in the day. Now for old phone fantasy news, check it out. Like, we're gonna add something about the clowns. Like, what's the deal with the clowns? Like, why are you scared of clowns? Like,
Why am I scared of clowns? You seen the motherfuckers? That's why I'm scared of clowns.
Yo, I've seen them put the makeup on. I don't understand what's scary about them. I don't get it.
Okay, they're scary. They're supposed to be happy. They're supposed to be happy creatures, but yet they got this fucking disguised makeup on. They got sad faces or angry faces, but they go out and do tricks to people.
Not
pranks
all of
and
them.
Shit.
How can you be scared of somebody with floppy feet?
First of all,
that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I was never hear about Ronald McDonald ever fucking up nobody. You know what I mean?
Ronald McDonald is a stalker. He is a stalker.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but you know where he's stalking at, Lucy. I mean, we got, you know where he going to be. They like to go see him at Burger King with the KFC.
I don't
exactly
even like seeing his ass at McDonald's, bro. I don't like seeing his ass at McDonald's.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. I was really wondering, like, part of the question I had is, like, why do we do that? Why do we put fear into our kids about things that ain't really real? Why we do that? Because you know how hard it is to break out of that shit. It don't really go away.
It's very hard.
Hell no, it don't go away.
It don't go away.
Look at me
now.
I'm
still
scared of clowns.
We figure we're trying to protect them. We're trying to keep them safe. That's our idea, is to keep them safe. And we don't realize.
Well, how is the method that you're using? How is that keeping them safe? Boogeyman and all kinds of shit. How is that keeping you safe?
It prohibits them from, you know, it basically mentally blocks them from doing something that might get them in the hands of the boogeyman.
Yes. The killer.
Word.
Keeping them in a certain place. So you know they're not going to go over there because the boogeyman might be there.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't never did that with your kid's son. Be like, they're going to get you. You better come here. They're going to get you.
Hell no. My baby ain't going to be scared as shit. I mean,
you ain't never been like, yo, they're going to get you if you don't come here. Come here, hurry up, hurry up. They're going to get you. You ain't never said that.
Never, ever. But you got to understand, like, she also don't get... Ain't no tooth fairy, ain't no Santa Claus, ain't no Easter Bunny, ain't none of that bullshit. Everything
no,
you get on
Lord. Robbing a child of the childhood.
Hey, you ain't look. My baby ain't going to never believe in nothing except for what's real.
Let
you know what I'm saying? Like none
though,
of that shit.
Son. Did you believe in it when you were coming up?
Actually, I really didn't. I always knew that
Never.
Santa Claus chick was there.
Okay, but these things
were told to you. I knew it. I knew that.
Okay.
Look, I'm trying to tell you. My mom, my pop wouldn't lie to me. You know, like my mom, she tried to push the Santa Claus shit, but the frustration of having to actually go to work to make the money to get the shit, you know what I mean? She don't try to push the spirit out through that shit. Like, look, nigga. You know what I mean? You won't get everything you want, but if you look at this building.
There's no fireplace.
So basically the stress of getting to Christmas, she was like, she just revealed that there was no Santa.
It wasn't just that, because you had my pop who really, you know, my pop was really, really practicing FOI Muslim. Not really practicing, but you know, he believed in those principles. So you know, it was bad enough that he was letting us have Christmas and having a Christmas. You know what I'm saying? He was gonna be goddamned if we was gonna be, you know, Santa Claus and it up and sitting on fat white men laps and all. It just ain't gonna go that way. What? No way it was gonna happen. You know what I mean?
They didn't have the black Santa.
Man, there ain't no such thing.
Really, it is
Detroit,
such thing.
In Detroit,
there ain't no such thing
as
a black Santa.
And the white Santa. They had the black and the white.
You know who black
the white
Santa
one is. Way, the black one the other one.
Look,
oh.
Man, a black Santa ain't nothing but a pastor in a church. That's the closest we
can. No, not
even there.
No, they never seen the crackhead who played Santa. Looking like something, he was so skinny.
I don't know what kind of crackheads y'all got, but I ain't never seen a crackhead give nobody nothing around Christmas. You might sell him some shit, but you ain't getting no shit.
He's trying to play Santa. That's his Christmas gig. He make a little money for Christmas time. He's either wine.
Man, I wish I would hire a crackhead to be Santa Claus. No,
oh,
I said, man, I wish
God.
I would.
Okay.
That don't seem like a good job for him. I haven't put up the tree.
He's no job. They can't, they're looking to hire somebody and pay a little money. And he said he'll do it. Well, we'll give you some booms for our
well, you know what? You know what? It's important to say that when you think about the crackhead, it's a big difference between crackheads and like the East Coast and crackheads everywhere else. And
yes.
I didn't know this until years ago. But you know what the real biggest difference between like let's say a crackhead on the East Coast and a crackhead down south. Most of the crackheads down south are actually functional crackheads. They're not like full-time crackheads the way we ours are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they have their jobs and families and all of that. We don't get down like that. Like, our crackheads, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? Everything, their whole existence is surrounded around crack. So there ain't no weekend warrior crackheads. Ain't no, I can wait till I get my check-ass crackheads up here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they do. And so their whole existence is based on that. Not only that, but out in the Midwest and down south, the crack costs more. So their level of understanding about what it takes to achieve to score that is different. Like they don't like down south. They don't have 2 for 5 and you know what I mean $1 hit and 3 that you know trade. You know what I mean?
They don't have that.
No, they don't have that. And I know that for
no.
Straight $10. Straight $10.
There are a few people out here. Crackheads. There are a few of them. I told a crackhead they are working crackheads, like you say. It's a few of them.
When I found that shit, that shit was like, shit, that was like the awakening for me. I was like, I've never heard of such a phenomenon. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Now I see how all the dope dealers down south got so much money to be able to fix up their cars and shit. I'm like, damn, that ain't it. You know, y'all getting all the money.
They got some sorry dope dealers down here, too. Dope dealers riding bikes.
Okay.
Man, you know. Those dope dealers with DUI.
I was not the one spending the money.
Okay.
They get hooked on their drugs themselves, and they waste the money because they got to pay for their drugs.
Well, I understand what you said about the functioning crackhead, you know, down there versus the non-functioning one here. You know, we have a lot of non-functioning crackheads.
They just don't
here.
Function at work. they function.
Yeah, like you got crackheads down south got houses and shit. They somebody
yeah,
who ain't
yeah,
paying
yeah.
their house and drive.
Yeah.
They just fucked up smoking
yeah,
shit.
Used to being up. They not used to being up for 72 hours straight and that kind of shit. You know,
there's a few of them down here like that. There are a few down here getting like that. There are some that will go that way and they don't have, they got to find somewhere to stay. Look, I just need to take a nap. I need to take a bath or something. No, because you come in and stuff go out with you.
Shout out to rapper D-Depp who just got 15 years to life in prison. For a murder he committed 17 years ago. And the sad thing about it is, rapper G Depp. He's a protege of Diddy. How come all P. Diddy people going to jail?
Wait. What happened to G Depp?
He got 15 years to life.
Oh, yeah, for killing that. Yeah, but you know
he committed
he's stupid with that. Yeah, how he's going to turn himself in? He beat it.
He probably
gross,
found
right.
God. Leave that man alone. He found God. And
wait a minute.
With this.
He got off with it 17
look,
years
man.
Ago.
So you
and
didn't
now,
tell me.
If you got away with a murder 15 years ago, then I figured you might as well let God handle that. You know what I mean? You take
thank
care of
you.
That to pearly gates.
Yeah.
Fuck a cop.
Even if you find
you
God,
know what
I think you just can't straighten that. You can't bring them back.
And not only that, but don't wait till your career is over. Don't wait till your career is over. Then confess. Do that shit like you hot. If you really remorseful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? I was about to go on this world tour, but fuck that. I'm turning myself in.
You know what? That is a damn shame. Boy, you know, he did beat it. I don't know what. It was a cold case. He just came and confessed to it. I don't know what's going on with that.
fucking kill yourself. End it.
Okay.
I say played to do it, you should be able to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you something else. A lot of people clown play, but when they did that road show, what's his name? Oh, the little short guy. Oh boy.
Cat
anyway, one of the comedians, the black comedians, he didn't want to get on stage and talk about Flav, and he thought they were being real hard on him. He didn't realize it was going to be like that. He thought he wrote friendly jokes. Flav met up with him behind the stage and said, man, and he said, asked Flav why he was sitting there taking all the bullshit. He said, look, man. He said, I'm getting a check. He said, you going to get a check? I said, and tomorrow we can go spend this check. He said, fuck what they say on this show tonight. As long as we get paid, then going out there and get paid. And keep it moving.
That was Cat Williams.
Yep, Cat Williams said that. And Cat said, once he said that, and once I thought about it for a minute, I went and got my damn check. So he said, I'll be stupid for these white people if they pay me. So.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
614. Oh, Lord. Okay, I want to bring in 614 for a second to say hello before we have to, you know. 614, hello.
What's wrong, 614?
Chilling.
Oh, how you doing, Johnny?
Oh, I'm all right. You sound blue.
You sound down today. What's the matter?
Oh, none, man. I'm chilling, man. Mr. Jack Daniels is really helping me tonight.
Oh, you sound like he's got you feeling kind of mellow.
Yeah, really mellow.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm mellow, all right.
Let me get my hand ready.
Oh, please get your hand ready.
You see, here we go.
Yes, for me to pull that string.
Make sure you got plenty of baby oil, too.
All right, let me go get it. Okay, let me go get it.
Johnson and Johnson.
You see, this is why you got to, this is why I do what I, shout out to Crush, wherever you are, girl. You are big.
Hey, Crush.
Okay, but I got a question here that I want to bring to the group. This was supposed to be a topic I was going to have on Brick's House. But we can start talking about it now because, you know, I just saw something. And, you know, let's talk about it. Let's just talk about it. Let's see. Madonna, Sandra Bullock, the girl from Special Victims Unit, Law and Order, the lady, the kind of Mariska Hargitay, and now Charlize Theron. What do all of those women have in common? Does anybody know?
I want to go on record as not knowing.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop.
I tried before you finished the question.
What happened?
Go ahead.
The reason what all these women have in common is that they have all adopted black children into their families.
Oh, okay.
These are all white women that have adopted black children. Now, I have not necessarily an issue with the fact that these women are in, you know, these women are adopted black children. I have a slight issue, however, with one of the women, and that is Charlize Theron. That's the last one. That's the one. Anyone familiar with her work? She was in Devil's Advocate. She was in, what else was she in? She was in a lot of stuff. You guys know her movies, right?
I know the name.
Okay.
I'm a Googler right now.
Okay, she's from South Africa. That's where she's from.
Right.
She's a white actress from South Africa. And you know me. My mind goes here and there, and I think of these situations because I know that they can happen. I know they can happen. And I saw the other day on the show where, I forget the name of the show, with a bald-headed dude. He used to be on Jerry Springer. I don't know. They have some kind of show where he don't let nobody sit down on the stage. Okay, there you go. He don't let nobody sit down for some reason. Everybody got to stand the whole damn show.
Right.
They can't
pick
they bad.
Oh, he don't give them seats because they bad? Whatever.
They
got to stand
bad,
the whole damn
show.
And it was this white woman up there, and she was saying how her man was up there saying he's tired of, you know, going through the motions with her, and she calls him a nigger. And she was like, he was like, yeah, you call me that, and you call our child that. They have a son together. And she's been accused of calling the little boy a little nigger, too. And this is her child. So when I see things like that, I think, you know what, wow. Whenever you see an interracial couple, there's always, there may be, like, be a high chance, there may not be, you know, a big wide margin, but there's always a 0.0001% chance that when they get heated into a heated argument,
right,
somebody's going to call somebody a honky and somebody's going to call somebody a nigger. It's just, it's a chance that can happen. Don't say, no, oh, there ain't no chance that can happen. And, you know, some people aren't like that. Yeah, you know, that's well and true. But there's a chance anything can happen. So I'm thinking, okay, you have this white woman who adopted this little black baby. She's from South Africa. She was born, okay, and raised during the apartheid. So she knows what segregation and all that stuff is about. Now, whether she went for it, I is of no consequence. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not judging her on whether she did or if she didn't. But my thing is, I would be a little remiss if I didn't question, like, wow, you know, her growing up in the middle of it and seeing apartheid and stuff like that. What chances are she might get frustrated that little boy called him a little, you know, little nigga?
Oh, whatever word you call
it. It's one way of looking at it.
Oh, no, that bothers me. And I'm sitting there looking at her, holding him, and he's little black baby. And this about her got two black kids? Right. She got two.
Well, I just don't like the, culturally, I just don't like the idea of white kids, I mean, white people raising black kids, because although we preach equality in this country and all of that, and we're trying to move on from the racial stereotyping and the racial racial inequalities that we experienced for so long, I don't think that a white person could be trusted to handle the adjustment of a black child, because it's easy for us to try to forget history and try to just start from today, you know what I'm saying? But you have to understand that there are certain things that little black kids can't do that white kids can, and even though it may seem petty, when those differences come up, there's going to be questions that get asked that white people ain't going to really be able to answer. You know, like little silly stuff. Like, let's say if it's a black girl, if she's a black girl with black hair, you know, white people like to do things like go swimming. Not that black people don't go swimming, but white people definitely do that, and they don't have to take the type of care that we have to do when taking care of our hair. You understand what I mean?
All right.
So a little black girl is going to wonder, well, how come my hair don't hang like theirs do? Why does my shit kinked up? You know what I'm saying?
It sounds
stupid, but you got to consider that these are the kind of questions that get raised. You know what I mean? Why are they able to do certain things more naturally when I have to do other things, or I'll look different and maybe not so presentable? Not that I feel that way, but you know, it's going to be hard to explain that to a child.
Well, that was actually a factor. That was actually a factor And yeah, Quest, I'm sorry, I did forget Angelina Jolie. That was a factor, as a matter of fact, with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, because they adopted a little black girl. And I remember he came under fire for saying, because they were asked, I think somebody asked, I don't know how the question of the girl's hair came up or what, but he said that his friend introduced him to Carol's daughter, which is a cosmetic line of natural ingredients made by a sister. It's a black-owned business, and their products are very good. And Carol, the woman who started it, used to make these products in her kitchen, and then she turned it into a business. And right now it's a thriving business where a lot of celebrities go for products. So he mentioned that he gets his products for his daughter from the company, Carol's daughter, and came under fire because of it, because he said the products are real good and they manage her hair real, real well. And they would have been like, oh, my God, what is he saying? And, he, you know, ooh, he's talking about black hair and all this other stuff. I said to myself, I don't know why they're getting on this man's back or getting on their back. At least they did the research to say what product and didn't try to put Prell and all this other shit in that little girl's hair. At least they said
you can wash your shampoo every day and it comes
the same way. They're homegrown, natural.
It's serious shit.
And I love their stuff. That shit is real good. And I like the fact that they expire. You know, some shit you buy at the store don't expire at all. You know, their shit actually expires.
All right. The other thing that concerns me about a lot of those celebrities that are going to Africa or whatever, adopting black children and all that, a lot of them are into Scientology. You know what I mean? It's a whole lot of shit surrounding that. Some of the stuff has come out a lot, and a lot of stuff has been really kept under wraps.
John Travolta, you mentioned him earlier.
John Travolta.
He's a Scientologist.
And they all about that experimentation shit and sacrifice and all that bullshit.
Unless
but, you know, even more importantly, yeah, that too. Tom Cruise, no doubt. But you know, seriously, you know, when you start thinking about the cultural ramifications that come along with raising a mixed child that's not blood of your blood, flesh of your flesh. Because I figure if it was your own child, there's gonna be a connection there regardless. You understand what I mean? So you're going to probably take more steps because you have a vested interest in making sure that shit happens. You know, like, I don't understand the mentality of wanting to do that on the white side. You know, because I don't see no matter how rich they are, I don't see no black people, you know, celebrity wise or whatever, trying to go get no white kids. Because you know it ain't really going to go down like that. That ain't going to be sweet like that. You know, because they won't figure he up to something for real. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the word nigga is concerned, I feel like that we give that for centuries. We've given that word way more credit than it deserves. And you know, because the word really only means ignorant. You know what I'm saying? And being as though everybody is worthy of ignorance as in some subject at all times. That we all niggers, but the word nigga, it's to the point now where that's such a common term. White people call themselves that. Latinos call themselves that. Black people call themselves that. I don't even trust nobody that won't use the word nigga because I'm like, I'm looking at you funny like, oh, I. So you mean to tell me that you can raise black kids, you know what I mean, but you're not relaxed enough to use the word nigga? Hell no.
Okay.
Black Reporter has rejoined us, everyone. Black Reporter has rejoined us.
I held it down for you, Black Reporter. Brown Reporter, you know what I mean? I'm good. I did it for you.
Just,
I knew I was going to raise my hand.
Just so I know who's been holding it down for me. Who is this?
Brown Reporter.
That's on the fly.
Brown Reporter. It's thinking.
Yes.
I mean, you better stop smoking that good smoke.
You actually did do something I told you to do. You showed up early. So good for you.
That's what's up. Actually, it was good for you. I did it for you. I heard you when you stepped off. I said, oh, I'm going in.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. 7752, would you adopt and raise a white baby?
Man, I wouldn't adopt and raise a black baby, so fuck no. No, I'm not with that.
Well, that's one thing we always say. It's like one thing we always say, you get the honest truth out here.
This is true. AutoQuest?
Hey,
what
I ain't
say,
adopted.
I don't
know if you my parts work, and any chick I get with, her's going to have to do it too. Because, I'm just being honest. I don't really have it in me. I don't have that kind of patience. You know what I'm saying? You know, to really be able to. I wouldn't be able to raise a child that wasn't mine with absolutely no connection there. I don't think I would be able to do a job like that effectively. So I would have to leave that to somebody who really could do a good job at that and believe in it. Because there's too many kids in my family that I could raise. You know what I'm saying? I'll have to outsource.
I think it's why are you going out of the country to adopt, whether it be white or black or whatever. You got plenty of serving kids, homeless kids here in the United States. I mean, take care of your own first and reach out. Donate money to what they doing outside the country. But if you want to take somebody and do with somebody and better their life, pick up some folks off the street, because the person you pick up off the street not only helps the person you picked up off the street, but it also helps the community in which you get up out of the street. So that's just my opinion.
That's so true.
Wow.
So
they're saying that
832-0.
North Carolina passes the same-sex marriage ban, so you can't get married in North Carolina.
That's
the Bible belt down there.
Well,
does that mean Ellen couldn't come down there with her lover and live?
She can live, but she has to understand there's still laws on the books down here where she could get locked if she was caught doing certain things.
That's what's up.
There's lots of things for those laws.
You'd have to keep that in closed doors.
Wait a minute. The laws discriminate now. The same things done by a man and his wife can also get you locked up.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was actually
that's
a case 3 years ago. So, things that you guys think is... That'll get you locked up in North Carolina. Get caught. Somebody peeks through your window.
Domestic partnerships. Forget it.
Domestic partnerships.
Yeah.
Well, homosexuals living together.
Huh?
What, homosexuals living together?
No, I mean straight couples living together.
Hetero?
Yeah. That's a lot also.
You can be married. You still certain things you are not supposed to do. And half on we talked on this show on a semi-daily basis.
Yep.
Oh,
we,
okay.
we will be thrown under the jail if we were in North Carolina.
Look. Well, hold on. But, Brick, I'm glad you brought up Ellis DeGeneres. Remember last night we were talking about chicks. We were talking about chicks that think they got good pussy but don't, right? evidently, I don't know what the hell she do got, but evidently, whatever it is, she's bad at it because she can't even keep a woman. You know what I mean? She fucked up all.
Okay.
Look, she be sending her bitches back to men. I love them. You know what? Fuck that. You know, Ellen, I realize that this gay shit ain't all it's cracked up to be.
Who left her?
Ooh,
her girlfriend?
Okay.
Couple of them.
Yeah, two of them.
How long has she and Portia been broke up?
But it's been a minute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't exactly running through them. She ain't no Missy Elliott, that's for sure. Not Missy. She know I can't.
You can go there.
See, I'm not even touching that one.
Evidently, Missy breaking bread and giving
head. See?
Okay.
She knows how to treat a woman. But I don't know. I think the people in North Carolina and Louisiana, I think y'all got it right. Now, what we need y'all to do is, since they say the South shall rise again, we need y'all to come up north and get rid of that bullshit in New York and New Jersey. Can y'all handle that? Because so far, because it ain't as good.
Get rid of what shit?
Huh?
Get rid of
that,
what shit?
That domestic, that same-sex marriage shit, that shit they trying to lock the president in the advocating.
Keep it on the real note. You ever heard the saying forbidden fruit tastes best? And it's just one of those.
Yeah.
As you say, don't, or it's not allowed to be done. If you ever been to Atlanta, you know them laws don't necessarily apply, and you don't always get the result that you want. And I've lived all over the country, California. I've lived in the Midwest. I've lived in Baltimore. I've lived in Texas. I lived in Chicago. I'm telling you, the gayest place I've ever lived was Atlanta. Now, if you a straight black, I don't know what white men are like, so I can't act on that. But for a straight black man, it is absolutely heaven in Atlanta because everybody's gay except for you. You walk in the room, it might be 10 men in that room. It ain't going to be but three of straight. And what makes it so bad, the women do it. Atlanta's off the hook.
So now I've heard a lot about Atlanta, the black East Coast, San Francisco and shit like that. But so you're saying that a straight black man can really come up in Atlanta and had a pick of the litter?
Oh,
pretty much. And if you call anybody you know that's ever been in Atlanta and ask. It's really funny. I'm from North Carolina. I went and I spent a year. Actually, I was 3 years, and it was unbelievable. I worked in a retail place, and I was like, damn, how do I get all this much? I don't know. It's incredible. The reason why you not fucking is because you ain't asking. That's all I got. If you ask me, you fucking, and I'm going to tell you the other weird thing. This is the thing that took me a long time to get my mind straight. The gay people, they walk around in groups, and they flaunt it. I mean, I've always known gay people. I got gay friends. I know gay people all the time. But I've never seen, like, three, four couples of gays, and they go in the door, and they sit there, and they talk about doing they shit right there. Why you trying to sell them something? And then they move on to the next, and it rests everywhere. They don't have no shame in game in Atlanta. And you look around, that's why the women are so desperate, because everybody in this gay. Just straight gay.
Yes, indeed.
Ask your boys, you got to know somebody from Atlanta. Ask them.
I do.
Only
it's
problem
like,
with Atlanta,
like...
you got to make money to enjoy it. Atlanta's expensive to live.
It seems like everybody I know that moved to Atlanta, I lose touch with them once they get down there. Like, that shit is like the Bermuda Triangle or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
So am I to get this straight that this is no longer the Black Mecca?
Uh-huh.
No, they say it still is. I would have thought all those jobs ran out by now, though.
Oh.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I test it's apples and oranges. You know, I mean, people going to go with it as an opportunity, but.
Yeah.
I never had the urge to go. I'm good. I mean, for vacation, yeah, like, you'll see somebody I know down there, but. As far as like moving down there, I don't think I could do it. I don't know. But that's just me. I don't know.
You're right. I don't think I could do it either. Well, first of all, too much download shit going on down there. I can't.
Oh, is that where it is?
Evidently, it ain't so down low. It's just straight out. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't even just that. Because, you know, it's like, even though they paint it as like a real thriving metropolis and all of that, it's slow. You know, because mm-hmm. most people who live in Atlanta don't live in Atlanta. They live out in the burbs. So that's not something that I'm really
right.
used to. I'm not
absolutely
really
absolutely right. Oh, as hell.
Yeah, I'm not used to somebody saying that they're from somewhere, but they're not really from there. You know?
Okay.
Like, you can't say, that'd be like saying that you live in Brooklyn. That'd be like saying you live in Brooklyn, but you're really from Westchester. Like, nigga, no, you're not. What are you talking about?
Well,
like, yeah, you
right.
are from New York, but you're giving the wrong impression.
Okay, in the North, that's a little bit different. Let me give an example. Say you from Phoenix, and you live actually in Scottsdale. It's actually basically the same thing because you may live out in Scottsdale, but you may work in downtown Phoenix, and it takes you like 20 minutes to drive all the way to your job. You know, they were talking about that earlier today on the news. About how many people, how long it takes people to drive from their homes to their jobs. You know, everybody lives out in the burbs and works downtown.
Okay, but why can't they just say, well, I live in the Phoenix area? Why can't you say I'm from the Atlanta area? You know what I mean? And maybe that's an accepted thing in certain places. But, like,
exactly.
You live in Philly, you live in New York, you live in Jersey, whatever. Like, you can't live in New Jersey and say that you're from New York. Like, you can't say that. Like, people be looking at you, what the fuck are you talking about? Because,
let me ask you this. How many people in New York do you think commute to New Jersey every evening? And go back and forth between New York and New Jersey?
It doesn't matter. Where
no,
you live is where you live. And
it
where you is where you I'm trying to tell you, up here, that's the way it is. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, the cost of getting from New Jersey to New York, will make you represent where you're from. Because it ain't cheap. But you got to cross a bridge no matter what. It's going to run you about $15 no matter what. So, you know, you might as well represent where you're from. But it's just like, I don't know, it's just like it's just more of a cultural difference. It's no big deal. But it's just like somebody who lives in Philly, if you live in Philly, like, people ask you. You say, well, you know, I live in Philly. It's like, oh, yeah, where you live? And you say something like Dallas Kenwood. Like, nah, dude, that's not that. You know, I understand you live close. You almost there. But, you know what I mean? You in a different jacket bracket and another zip code.
Different tax bracket. I like that.
It's definitely a different tax bracket, no doubt.
Okay.
But yeah. So yeah, you know, like when you go to see somebody down in Atlanta, they live in Decatur, they live in College Park. Like,
I think the biggest difference is New York overall is like 10 times bigger than Atlanta. And so your boroughs, okay, are nearly the size of Atlanta.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
the difference. That's like somebody saying you from New York. Well, from somebody outside of New York saying you from New York, most people don't ask where unless you live in New York. People outside of New York don't ask where in New York do you live. Live outside of New York.
Well, they know the boroughs. They might not
true
ask
that.
The neighborhood. They're gonna know the boroughs. You know.
You're absolutely right. Let me put it this way: Atlanta is only 163 square miles.
Okay. Yeah, that's small.
You see the difference?
Small. Yeah.
You see the difference? Now, once you add Decatur and everything around it, because when the traffic's not bad, you can live Decatur and get in Atlanta in 10, 15 minutes, depending on what time of day you go.
And nobody lives
in Atlanta. And the reason why nobody lives in Atlanta is because all the property's bought up. And if you live in Atlanta, if you actually live in Atlanta, that means you are paid. Even if you got a small apartment or whatever, you are well-to-do. It's no new development in Atlanta, unless it's high-rise. Unless somebody built a brand-new high-rise apartment building, there ain't, like, no development where they're building new houses and stuff. They don't build lateral anymore. They build straight up inside Atlanta.
It's the same thing in Phoenix. Going from one end of the Valley of the Sun, which is what they'll call Metro Phoenix, to the other is at least 50 miles.
What's this thing about the desert?
What? So many people are moving there?
I didn't know a lot of people was moving there.
Arizona.
Okay, I got you.
Arizona is a place where you can start all over, no matter what fuck up you did back east or back south. That's the one thing.
That's possible. I thought that was Florida too.
People always go to Florida
to start a new life. Yeah. That's old white people. Unfortunately, I know some of the camels that ain't white. Yeah. Yeah, that's the shit that be killing me, right? I hate to take it back to the drug thing again, but it kills me with people. When people be all strung out up here on the East Coast, and they figure they'll go down south to try to cure their addiction. Like, it ain't no crack. maybe you should have left yourself back home and just took your spirit down
south. Oh, damn, boy.
Sound me like, you don't have no coke. They'll have no cocaine down south.
A drug addict gonna find
the drugs wherever you send them. They're gonna
doubt.
Exactly.
They're gonna just be laughing at them like, oh, you go down south to get away from all this bullshit, huh? Yeah. All right.
So, and end up with the same with people down here. And you ever try that?
They should have left their urges at home. And just took their physical part down.
You know that ain't possible.
Well, you know, first you got to get yourself together. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, start working on your addiction first, and then if you feel like you can't escape the element that's going to pull you back to that, because I can understand that. If you still got love for the people that you was partying with and, you know, doing your thing, And they're not ready to get clean yet, so they're encouraging you to get dirty again. All right, I can see. All right, I need to get away from these people. But first, you gotta first you gotta you know, go to rehab, do some, you know, work on yourself to make sure that you can at least resist the urges. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even take care of that part first. You know, some people think they can just, well, I'm just go to church. You know, God will get me off these drugs. I'm like, yeah, but you know, that part of that is true. You know what I mean? I'm like, why don't you let God provide these resources for you?
Right.
You know,
but you gotta be real bold if you're necessary.
Huh?
You gotta be real bold if you're necessary.
Yeah, you're right, because I've known people who have done it that way, and then they just wind up relapsing time and time again. So,
you gotta have more than just. It takes a lot to overcome and conquer these addictions that are really touching the pleasure centers. And their pleasure, and they be trying to get that pleasure again instead of learning. You got to do more. Just say, okay, I'm leaving it. Maybe one in a million can just say I'm done, and they're done. And that's one in a million. That's not easy. You can say that, but like you say, you go to another place and you look around and wait a minute. He look like he knows I can go get something. You just be hanging with them, and they start smoking. Oh, that smell good. You walk around the street, and you smell somebody getting high. You can smell it. And you back in the same saddle.
I know. Yeah. But in many ways, this won't sound crazy to y'all, but in many ways, drug addicts are more free than we are. Because at least they've narrowed exactly what they want down to one specific thing.
Right.
Meanwhile, so they don't, you know what I mean, even though their life is all fucked up at our view and all of that, at least they know exactly what their motivation is every day.
Yeah,
now, you look
that,
at us.
They get that feeling. They strive
exactly.
for that one thing.
You know what I'm saying? And we try to get that feeling
what
through other things that don't go right to that thing. You know what I'm saying? We taking care of kids, paying bills,
kind of
paying mortgages, trying to get money. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, it's more of a philosophical approach to it, but it's serious business, for real.
True.
Hard out here. And look, y'all have to understand how many drug addicts that I grew up around. You know what I mean? Of all drug types, shit is crazy. So, yeah, I know how bad it can be just bearing witness. But at least, you know, that didn't prompt me to go try that shit. But, everybody has a little vice,
This is true. 805-830-8320. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, the true crime section of the Adult Zone.
We have been all over the place.
Just straight
up, adult zone. We just say adult zone because we have been all over the place. We have been around the Barbary Bush.
Had clowns to scare us, jump out from behind the tree.
Exactly. We done took a lot of clowns and
we done talked about Boogeyman.
Boogeyman and stuff. Yeah, we done been everywhere, Black Reporter.
Everywhere.
But, let's talk about what's coming up this week on Phone Fantasy Radio, Crush Grooves. This week it's the Boom Boom Room, I'm noticing. And you never want to miss a Boom Boom Room, guys, because the Boom Boom Room is where we have our usual sexually charged X-rated talk. I don't know what the topic is today.
We almost had a Boom Boom Room Monday night, didn't we, Crush? I mean, let me call you, Crush.
Yeah, we almost did.
Great.
We almost did. So you definitely want to put a... What? So you definitely want to be, and you definitely, definitely, definitely want to be in the chat room or on the phone Thursday for our Boom Boom Room conversation, because the Boom Boom Room conversation just gets X-rated. It goes all over the place, and, you know, you never know what we're going to talk about. Like, we're going to talk about, you know, we discussed the gerbil up someone's ass, Black Reporter, while you were gone. We discussed everything.
I couldn't keep the show in the box, could I?
No, it went all over the place.
We took a ride.
And come Thursday night, we may go overtime. So if you don't get in early enough, you don't get to play in the overtime.
Well, we may go overtime. We may stay overtime for Thursday because the Boom Room Room is going to go over. I think we're going to have overtime today. We're going to have overtime probably tomorrow in the Boom Boom Room. But it's important that once you're
on Thursday,
if you do not call in and you're listening through the chat, you will not hear anything else we're saying because the chat goes off, but the conversation still goes on. It's still recording. So even though when you play it back, you'll hear everything that you missed, but the problem is that
right.
you miss it. Who wants to hear it after the fact? So
because
you definitely have to call in while before we go off the air. Okay?
All right, but y'all know, like, just on some production shit, y'all know that y'all don't really have to do the overtime thing. Like, you know, you can change the duration of the show during the show, right?
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'll show y'all how to do that. I'll show y'all.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That would be good.
Oh, so you can automatically extend it while you're on.
Yeah. Yeah, I do it all the time. So that'll keep the
show. You did it last week on Wednesday show. And you extended it to 10:30.
Yeah, I do it all the time. Just go in there, you know. But you do it the same way. Off air, I put y'all on.
Well, let me shut up. I don't know. Chris probably already know. I didn't know. She probably already know. Chris is the master guru of everything electronic. I don't know. She might know. She might not know. I don't know. But
she don't know.
I teach y'all. Then you teach y'all.
You
teach y'all. But Thursday at the Boom Boom Room. Huh?
You need to learn brick.
What? I don't even learn nothing. Because when you learn,
You are a show host, my dear.
I don't even
know. I mean...
Yeah, that's true. You do have to know how to work your own switchboard.
I don't know that thing.
And I'm up and down. You know what I mean? I mean, you already upload your own music, so I know you already know a lot of how it gets done. But it's other little stuff that you know. That
yeah.
Still get put on. I still learn stuff every day.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So, that's Thursday, the Boom Boom Room. Monday, on the next episode of Rick's House, we will be discussing, conspiracy theories.
Oh,
I have busted a major conspiracy theory. Major. I'm not going to say anything about it just yet. I got to get my time to get my thoughts together. But I busted a major one. And I don't know if they know that I know. So, we're going to talk about all the conspiracy theories, not only my conspiracy theory, but the conspiracy theories that I have about a lot of things going on in this government, a lot of things that I believe is going on undercover, and we're going to get your take on them, and also if you have any, you know, any conspiracy theories that you want to share with us, you can feel free to call in to the number 805-830-8320, or you can go to wallbounds.
Email us at fullfancyradio.
Email us
at
wallbounds. I'm sorry. You can
email us
at fullfancyradio
at gmail.com.
Listen, I'm late and I'm sitting here trying to get my shopping list together. Forgive me. But
you can't do that tonight, Brick. You're at home.
Listen, I'm supposed to be off tonight, okay? This is supposed to be an off night for Brick. But I ain't got none of my. I have a whole notebook that I keep with all my show stuff in it. And I have the other notebook here. This is the me notebook. So you have to excuse me if I read off. But definitely, if you want to get your phone, your conspiracy theory in, definitely you're going to want to do that. If you have any ideas for shows, you definitely want to leave them on our voicemail. And I need for Sun752 and I need for On a Quest to leave me drops on this phone number, 347-640-REAL. Please dial that number and leave Rick's house a nice drop. I'm looking for both of you guys to do it. Give me a nice one. And so I can use for Brick's house. I'd appreciate that. Thank you very much. And Black Reporter,
I'm not a producer.
No, I don't want you to be a producer. I didn't ask for that. I asked for you just to be Sun752 with your charming self and just give me a drop. That's all I ask.
Okay. Now, what was that with my name?
It was Black Reporter, Don't Bother. Thank you.
Damn. Let me tear my man down.
No, I hope you Black Reporter.
Y'all put a hurting on Black Reporter.
No, let me tell Black Reporter, I need my drop there as well, Black Reporter, when you get a chance. Okay.
All right.
No, because see, I'll ask before he won't give it to me. Look, you said
I will never
give it to me.
Yes, I will.
There you go.
You really want?
Didn't I say I wanted a yes? Yeah.
Okay.
Really, Black Reporter.
Okay, we're coming up on 10:39, 10:40, and then, see, John hung up. Yeah, I guess after a while, you know, I love John to death. I really do. But, you know, I don't know if he channels Rodney Dangerfield when he gets on this phone or what.
Yeah.
But I can't. You know?
I would love to see a picture.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Yes.
You have to take him in sparing. You can't take him all at once.
You don't think he reminds me of Rodney Dangerfield on the phone? You know, he's always just...
No comment.
Just get no respect.
Yeah, he's just very, you know... Oh, yeah, get your hand ready, baby. Yeah, out of here.
Get my hand ready
to put you on mute, jackass. Shout out to John. I love you, though, John. I really do. But, you know, you just get out of pocket. And if you know anything about me, you know, I don't stand for my horses to get out of pocket.
Oh, shit.
And you are a horse,
have y'all
John.
Heard us from across the water yet?
Heard from who?
Rush.
Across the water.
Russ.
Oh, let me tell you about this Russ. I didn't hear anything from him. Well, actually, I did hear from him today, and I am on a Russ strike. I'm very angry with Russ. This is, you know, I tell you, whether they're black or white, they still disappoint you eventually, ladies. It don't matter.
Ooh.
Yeah, he did something that pissed me off. But other than that, you know, Russ is Russ. You know, Russ is Russ. Anyway, let me just leave Russ alone. I saw something that kind of intrigued me, though, when he stated that he told his personal shopper not to buy him any something. I was saying to myself, he got a personal shopper? Hey, Rob. But then I realized what could be personal shopper could also be caseworker, so I'm going to leave that alone.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Leave that alone.
Let it go.
Leave it alone.
Oh, I didn't win. Put the wind blow it away.
Okay. And what about yourself, Lady C? What do you have coming up? Anything we ought to know about? Anything going on in the community you want to let everybody aware of before we break up out of here?
No, nothing. Nothing new. I don't know.
Nothing. Okay, well, Black Reporter, I mean, it's been nice. I mean, I don't have anything really else to say, and I really don't want to, you know, bomb the airways down with gibberish.
I would like to see, the Matrix to call in again.
Oh. The Matrix.
Mike, they love you.
Who loves him? Not I.
All y'all.
Not I.
Not
no,
I.
I'm talking about the women.
The voice. Oh, okay, whatever.
Not I.
Not her. I like these things. Okay.
That's right. That should have got old
hey,
dead
see,
quick.
See, the reality is that they are distant and away, and I will probably never get to meet any of them. So I can live out my fantasy in my
empty.
Pardon?
Empty.
Hey, look. They live in distant areas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had somebody close to me, then we could go a little further.
Oh, 7752, you want to tell us what you got coming up this week? I forgot 7752. No,
I hear you.
What you got coming up this week?
Show tomorrow. The Sun Always Shines Show, the Solar System. Tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. We're going to be talking about, tomorrow's show is called The House or the Car. So basically, we're talking about where your priorities lie. You know, how some people spend all their money on getting their ride fixed up. Some people do things around their house because they know that that's an investment. But we're not just talking about the house and the car. It's basically where your priorities lie. So when it trickles down to your family, do you value your family over your friends or your friends over your family? How does that play out? Are your kids a reflection of yourself? You know how some people dress real nice, but they had their kids looking like bums, or some people spend all their money making sure their kids look good and don't care if they look like bums, you know? So it's all about priorities. So check out the Sun Always Shines Show, the Solar System, the show where the planets revolve around the sun. Tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/SUN752. Check it out. Sun Always Shines Show.
All righty. Sounds like it's going to be a wonderful show. As usual, you will have Team Fantasy support as we come through and act a fool on your show. Nah, you can't act a fool on the 7752 show. We act very professional on his show. We saved Zufa here. But
y'all dress up and come to my show, huh?
We're very well behaved on your show. Very
we
well.
Dress
we
up and come to my show.
Exactly.
I got the church show.
There you go.
Oh, don't start.
You want
to
get some
news? Look. I mean, honestly, I don't know why anybody will hold back on my show, because I don't believe in censorship. You know,
we don't hold back.
I believe in self-expression. So whatever it takes for you to get that off, I say go for yours. I mean, y'all mature adults. You know, I mean, I don't have nothing to worry about in that regard. It's not like a TV. You know, where y'all can fuck around and pull your pants down on the show and have be investigated by the FCC. You can do whatever you want to do other than that. Be straight.
Uh-huh.
I'm just in search of the truth. That's all. Not more, not less. Looking for the truth.
Whose perspective?
And know that
look, no matter whose perspective it's coming from, it's only one truth. It can be a lot of different perspectives, but the shit happened the way it happened. You know what I'm saying?
So, it's how you interpret it that gives you the perspective, but he's absolutely right, one truth.
Yep, that's true. That is true. All right, Black Reporter, do you have any closing remarks? We're going to end with a song. We're going to put a nice song on and send us on our way. But do you have any closing remarks, Porter?
Just calm down.
And you asked me for what once again? You came out a little overmodulated.
So I was saying, oh, I'm sorry, the phone. Let me take it off speaker. I was saying, Black Reporter, do you have anything that you want to, you know, spit before we leave? Anything you want to pass on? Anything you want to say?
Would like you all to join us on Thursday. Well, join all of our supporters, Suns 7752 on the Sun Up Little Rises, and join us on Thursday night. There is no Pillow Talk this Friday because it's the second Friday of the month. Next Pillow Talk will be Friday. So, and don't forget to join Brick on Monday when we will all be getting together again. And then once again next Tuesday night, it will be the Adult Zone. And Trifling News will be next Tuesday night.
Trifling News.
And, I mean, we've got some doozies for you this month. I mean, it could be wild, to say the least. You know, you wonder sometimes where people... Nah, I'm not even going to go there.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Want to give a thank you once again to our participants on a quest, on the chat, and holding it down on the phone. Sun 752 from the Sun Also Shines, the solar system. Something to do on a Saturday morning before you get up and do something on a Saturday morning. Ah, I'm getting better.
I'm close.
Also want to thank the lovely... the delicious, the sugar lady C for coming on the line and, you know, blessing us with her lovely, lovely voice. Also want to thank John who hung up earlier. Also 803 who's been holding us down. Didn't say anything,
bye,
but I know you're
Sunny.
Listening. Hello, we all know who you are, Sunnyshine. So thank you for listening, Sunnyshine. And, we're going to close out today with, let's put a party here today. Let's close out with parties. Let's close out with an oldie but goodie. This is dedicated to Black Reporter because we don't play his oldies like we used to, like we should. This is one of his favorite funk era songs we're going to close out with today. And we're going to see y'all here again on Thursday for Crush Grooves. The Boom Boom Room. So until then, Black Reporter, have a good week. This I am Brick holding it down for Phone Fantasy Radio and LaCrush, we will see you here on Thursday. You better have your ass here because, honey, I done worked all week long and the hoe's got to rest, Sal. You know me, a whore has got to get her rest. Okay? I done hoarded enough now this week now. I'm ready to sit back and laugh and giggle in the chat room now. So on that note, you all have a good week. We'll see you here. I'll see you tomorrow, Sun 752, on the Sun Also Shines. So I'll see you there, Black Reporter. You better report. Black Reporter. Don't have me coming for you. All right. And on that note, have a good night. We're going to end this with the Gap Band. This is for Black Reporter.
Thank you, Gap Band.
Party Train. See y'all. On Thursday, y'all. Later. I know you love this. So Black Reporter. This is for Black Reporter. We don't play it enough for him. But this is for you. Y'all have a good week. See ya tomorrow. And on Thursday. Boom, boom, boom. Later.
ticket.